This is the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. It's Wednesday evening, April 1st, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Springer Nature's CFO to leave the company by the end of 2026. Springer Nature's CFO, Alexandra Dambeck, will be leaving the company by the end of 2026 to pursue a new external opportunity. Her specific end date in Q4 will be confirmed later, and the process of selecting and appointing a successor is already underway. CEO Frank Rankin-Peters expressed gratitude for Alexandra's commitment and professionalism, wishing her the best in her future endeavors. Gold is hovering around $4,500 an ounce amidst a stronger dollar and delays in rate cuts. Despite current price corrections, long-term prospects for precious metals like gold remain bullish due to factors like de-dollarization and central bank accumulation. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited are focused on the bigger picture rather than short-term price swings.
Network news breaks. Linkers Industries Limited approves 1-for-250 reverse share split effective April 6, 2026. Post-split trading will continue under the same ticker symbol with a new QSIP. This move aims to ensure NASDAQ listing compliance by adjusting outstanding shares, par value, and warrants, while maintaining shareholder ownership percentages, except for fractional share rounding.
Carlos Ifigliola, interim president of Amerant Bank, on the cover of Negocios magazine. Carlos Ifigliola, interim president of Amerant Bank, graces the cover of Negocios magazine, highlighting the institution's commitment to sustainable growth. With over 40 years of history and nearly $10 billion in assets, Amerant is the largest community bank in Florida. Led by Ifigliola, the bank prioritizes relationships with clients, aiming to provide pragmatic solutions for their unique needs.
Copper is overpriced and oversupplied, Macquarie analysts say. Copper prices fell over 1% to $5.43 per pound last week, down more than 16% from January highs. Macquarie analysts suggest the red metal surge last year was investor-driven, not market fundamentals. Companies like Numa Resources Inc. may not be swayed by current price drops, as long-term outlook remains uncertain.
Wizenhunt Media transforms into AI-first media house. Wizenhunt Media transforms into an AI-first media house, leading the charge in AI-driven video production. The Las Vegas-based company, known for its Emmy Awards and Telly recognition, is repositioning ahead of the curve with an AI-first content philosophy. Specializing in legal marketing, Wizenhunt Media's integrated services include video production, digital marketing, and website development, setting itself apart in the competitive landscape.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.